The symmetry. Right. We will call the Monday, May 6th Water Supply and Resources Committee meeting to order. Second thing on the agenda is approval of minutes from the September 5th, 2023 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries unanimously. Number three, public comments. Is there anybody here from the public to make a comment? Come on up. Name, address, and 2.5 minutes, please.
My name is Lisa Schnipke. I live at 185 Mossy Oak Way here in Mount Pleasant. I'm here to talk about stormwater art projects that would be on the stormwater drains. The Post and Courier ran an article in February this year about they started a program like this in Spartanburg called the Storm Drain Art Project. It started in partnership with local libraries and expanded the program throughout the town. I spoke last week with the CAP committee and presented this to them. I'm hoping that you all will be able to take this to town council for their consideration as well. It will help us keep stormwater quality up front in folks' minds, reminding them that we're all interconnected through that system, and hopefully bring awareness through the neighborhoods to keep them clear of debris and remind people that it has a direct impact on our water quality. We're also hoping that we could keep people from putting trash and debris on top of those. And I've talked to Andy about that, making sure that they know that when the guys go pick that up, they could damage the stormwater drain. So thank you.
What city did you say was doing that?
Spartanburg.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to make a public comment? Okay. All right, thank you for that. And we will move on to item number four, Mount Pleasant Waterworks FY25 budget rates and program updates. Kind of lumped it all into one. Mr. Klum, I'll let you take over.
Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate y'all having me here today. We're going to talk a little bit about... Whoops. There we go. Sorry for that. I will slow down so you can see that cover picture. I think that's a great picture. I want to give you an update today on the septic system maintenance pilot program of Mount Pleasant Waterworks. We're very excited about that. Our five-year strategic plan, RO3, Labor Camp Road plant upgrades, along with 2024 SCEC awards. Love the picture here. This is one of our guys. This is a hydrant hysteria competition, so you'll see more about that later, but he's putting together a fire hydrant. Great picture. Timed event. All right, our septic system maintenance program. We've talked a lot about septic tanks in Mount Pleasant. We've made a lot of progress taking care of the problem. Probably the first biggest advancement was the ordinance change. That took care of county residents where there was availability. But what if there's no availability in the town or county? What are your options? And why does that matter? So I know you've probably seen a slide similar to this, but I wanted to touch on the why. So really what we're talking about is minimizing the threat to the environment, to our waterways, from a septic tank and the drain field. In South Carolina, the separation between the groundwater table and that septic system is 6 inches. Now, a soda can is 5 inches. So I was trying to measure things at my house that were 6 inches, and I came up with a Guinness draft can that's exactly 6 inches. So in South Carolina, you can get a tank permitted and a drain field permitted if you have one Guinness can difference between the bottom and the groundwater. So very, very close proximity. In the low country where we have high groundwater tables, obviously that is a concern. When you look at this graphic and you think about the episodic tides we've had, when you think about heavy rains we've had, that 6 inches should be concerning to you. It washes the drain field and that septic tank potentially into the creeks and marshes. So who regulates and monitors septic tanks? South Carolina DHEC, they issue the permits and they for installation, and beyond that, it is up to the homeowner. There is no one that makes sure that septic tank is functioning properly other than the homeowner. There's no one that performs regular inspections of that septic tank. And that's where we feel Mount Pleasant Waterworks can bridge that gap. We want a program that is beneficial to our customers. Came up with the tagline, working together to protect our community. Not sure that to protect is going to stick, but we'll see. The point of that is there's two components, right? To protect. We want to protect public health and we want to protect the environment. There are two things that we're trying to protect. Certainly our community benefits from both. So what we'll provide the customer, regular inspections and pump outs of septic tanks. That's probably the number one benefit, is the regular inspections and pump outs. We want to be able to assist with repair coordination. A lot of the homeowners, they don't know the resources available. We do know the resources available, resources through the town, resources through the county, and through DHEC. So we want to be able to assist with that repair. We want to assist with the repair costs. Part of our program will have an insurance component to it. So if you're participating in the program and you have a failure, we want to be able to provide you an insurance package to help the homeowner repair the damaged tank. And obviously, we want to maintain septic function and protect their property value. For Mount Pleasant Waterworks, we view it as a reliable program to ensure septic maintenance, opportunities to establish new relationships with the community, staff training, and professional growth. Our staff is very excited about moving into this component of maintenance and to be able to assist and identify where we may need wastewater extensions in the future. So what do you get from the program? So we're working on a monthly fee. There will obviously be a cost to cover these what we're providing. We want to keep the fee very low. We want it to be attractive to the homeowner. We're looking between the $15 and $20 range per month to be determined by our commissioners. So we haven't set that yet. What will you get if you pay $15 to $20 per month? You're going to get an MPW annual inspection. This may be your biggest benefit to the homeowners. We're going to put eyes on that septic system, on that drain field, and we're going to make sure it's working. We're going to pump out your tank every 5 years. We'll also, again, potential repair coverage per pump out cycle through an insurance program, and we're going to assist with coordination. So where are we today? We've presented this to our commissioners on May 1st. We intend to have a stakeholder meeting on May 15th, and through our budget process, we hope to adopt on June 17th. And July 1st, which is the start of our fiscal year, we will begin program and policy implementation. And most important, we will have continuous program review and improvement during this pilot period. Any questions about our septic system maintenance program?
Yep. And if you'll just clarify for us, who would potentially be in the program? I know, obviously, the commission has not fully approved it yet. It has been approved by committee. But as of now, who would be in the program on an optional basis and who would be in the program on a required basis?
Excellent question, Chairman. Our commission has not fully adopted the pilot program. Currently, the way we've designed it is to have phased implementation. We understand that roughly 1,200 tanks in our service area, it would be a lot to take on at once. We want to make sure that the program is mature as we roll it out. So the initial phase, the phase one implementation, will be new accounts and new transfer accounts. So if you sell your house or if you're building a new house with a septic tank, it would be mandatory as the proposal. So mandatory participation. In Mount Pleasant service area, that's roughly 50 new septic customers a year into the program.
So, and then it would be optional for existing outside of
it. It would be voluntary for anyone else. Anyone else that wants in the program and wants our assistance hopefully sees the benefits. It would be voluntary participation.
Do you guys have any questions about this? Ms. Hyatt?
So what immediate area, I mean, where do you draw the line as far as who qualifies to participate? Because they would be in the county and not in the city limits. So
That's
I guess that could expand.
So anyone in our service area can voluntarily participate, whether you're in the town or the county.
With your water service?
Correct.
Then they would have to?
That's right, correct.
Okay, sign on.
Now, if it's a new account or a transfer in the county or town, our proposal is that would be mandatory. And again, that would encompass roughly 50 a year. And through different phased approach, phase two, phase three approach, I believe that's when we begin the discussion of if you're in the town and sewer's not available, do we want to make that mandatory or not? And if you're in the county, what does that look like?
So you'll have an entire staff devoted to running this program?
Hopefully just a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No new additional staff needed at this time. As the program matures, we may need to fill in with FTEs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think, just kind of fill in, I think one of the issues is that's kind of like beating your head against a wall is as we are extending sewer lines, trying to get more and more people off septic onto sewer, well, there's more and more neighborhoods being approved that don't have sewer, and more septic tanks are then going into the ground. So if we can kind of a combination of get some of the older areas extended with the sewer and get them connected, plus all of these new folks, if they're required to be on a septic tanks maintenance plan over time, you will have a much better control over it.
Yep, exactly. The septic tanks in South Carolina, DHEC has issued more permits in 2023 than ever before. Now, I think that's due to the growth in our state and the pressure that our state has seen from development and influx. This is a model program, more comprehensive than any utility in South Carolina that I'm aware of, which is why we're offering it as a pilot. We need to understand and improve our program as we go. But I think it really can be a model for South Carolina, certainly for the Lowcountry.
Mr. Chapman?
All I can say is, if anybody read the newspaper article, I think it was last week, showing, and that this was in Charleston, but showing raw sewage coming from a septic tank on the ground in front of a house, they understand what we're trying to do in Mount Pleasant.
And before we move on from this topic, I just want to say everyone I've spoken with about this is very excited about this. We've talked about it for a long time, and we're now actually putting a plan in place and a pilot program to potentially deal with these issues. So it's great stuff. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We're excited. Thank you. All right, I want to touch on our five-year strategic plan. If you look at the graphic, we're in the middle of launching our five-year strategic plan. I came on as general manager 3 years ago. We had a strategic plan refresh at that time, and we're going to go through a full implementation in FY 2025. Working with a group, Core Consulting, they are a national group. They work with hundreds of utilities. We are in the process of engaging all of our employees. So speaking with Core, I asked Maggie, she's our consultant. We're in a survey component, and it's very important to me that we have involved staff. Engagement, to me, you can really judge your company by the involvement of its staff. So I'm talking to Maggie. I'm asking Maggie, what is a typical response you would get from a survey of strategic plan, excuse me? And she said 50%. 50% is our target, which I'm scratching my head that's woefully low. And she said, we could do 75%. You want the target to be 75%, which is a pretty big ask. I think we can do much better than that. Our staff participation was 92%, which really shows the involvement of our staff, which is one of our values at Mount Pleasant Waterworks. So we are in the month of May, receiving those surveys, going through the surveys. We hope that by the end of the summer, first quarter anyway of 25, we'll have that strategic plan ready to roll out to you. It will overlay very nicely with our capital improvement, as well as our operating budget, which will begin in fiscal year 2025, July 1st. Any questions about our strategic plan, CIP, or O&M budget? All right, RO3 plant upgrades. RO3 is the largest plant. I consider it the heartbeat of Mount Pleasant Waterworks water system. We've made significant upgrades to this plant over the last few years. Deep Well 5 was completed. It is the largest well that we have, capable of pumping 300 million gallons a day of water, 2,100 gallons per minute. This well is unique in that it is completely a stainless steel construction, 304, 316 stainless steel, should have a life of 100 years.
Can you please remind the committee where RO3 is?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Labor Camp Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Labor Camp Road off of Vinny. Thank you. Ground storage tank mixer, that strange-looking device that's at the top picture on the tripod, that is a propeller in the front. That sits inside the tank and ensures that the water is mixed in that tank so that we have the water quality concerns that you can get when the water is not mixed. Really made a big improvement to that tank. We've installed these on all of our ground storage tanks. Interior coating rehab as well. I spent significant resources cleaning the interior of our tank along with exterior coatings, including logos to match the elevated tank and RO4 ground storage tank. So really proud of the improvements at RO3. It's going to make a big difference to water quality and longevity. All right, brag on staff just a minute. The South Carolina Environmental Conference, we have a conference every year. It's utilities throughout South Carolina. Mount Pleasant Waterworks, we had a wonderful year, wonderful representation of the town of Mount Pleasant. Received numerous awards. Tyler Waterhouse, our Operator of the Year in South Carolina. Brian Brooks was the South Carolina Engineer of the Year. Robin Berner, Administrative Professional of the Year. Tony Hill, Water Operator Meritorious. Brian Head, L.A. Graham Leadership Award in Management. Numerous team competitions. NPW Controlled Chaos, you've heard me describe our Operations Challenge team before. They will be going this week. They are going to Munich, Germany to represent WEF at a national competition. Mm-hmm. So I'm really impressed with those guys. Ed Navarette, Meter Challenge, first place, along with other pipe tapping, hydrant hysteria teams, and numerous volunteers to make it happen. Wanted to include a few pictures. Again, the hydrant hysteria on the left. The concept is to put that fire hydrant together as quick as you can, and it is a timed event. Really fun to watch these guys go. Middle picture is a is pipe. It's a wastewater collection event. And on the far right is a water tapping event. So really proud of our staff. They represented us and the town very well at our national and state conference. All right, and with that, I want to close with it's the picture that we started with. It's a Boone Hall Oyster Reef Rehabilitation Project. Put this project together a few weeks ago with South Carolina DNR and Boone Hall. So an excellent opportunity for our staff to work together, again, improving our community. So any questions?
Questions?
Okay. All good.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Klum.
Thank you.
And the team. All right. With that, we will stand adjourned. Thank you.